Iraqi authorities said today they had arrested a policeman and six others accused of being al-Qaeda members who staged car bombings in Baghdad the day before a visit by U.S. President Barack Obama. Seven car bombs across the capital on April 6 killed at least 37 people and marked the start of a rise in attacks that have cast a shadow over recent security gains and raised fears Iraq could plunge back into sectarian warfare. Meanwhile, in Kirkuk, the archbishop has called for unity following the latest killings of Christians in this Iraqi city. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Two Christian homes in the Iraqi city of Kirkuk became places of violence on Sunday, leaving two women and a man dead. These latest attacks on the dwindling Christian community has left it frightened and also worried about fears of reprisals. The motives behind the attacks remain unclear, but police in Kirkuk say the slayings appear to be an attempt by al-Qaeda to spark sectarian clashes or scare away the more than 10,000 Christians remaining around the city.
During the funerals, the church was full by Muslims, the governor, the mayor, the head of police, of the army, the sheikhs of tribes, and also the imams. And all of them, they condemned such attacks against innocent Christians.
Archbishop of Kirkuk, Louis Sacco, who condemns the killings, says he's received support from other religious denominations.
After the funeral, they gave speeches about that, the unity and harmony of all groups in the city. And also I asked Muslim, Shi'i and Sunni and other ethnic groups to be united. And to be united and to protect each other in the same neighborhood. I hope that will work.
In light of the murders, round-the-clock security patrols and checkpoints have been increased around Christian areas in the country, including the city of Mosul, which has faced the brunt of attacks, including a string of bombings and execution-style slayings in late 2008, blamed on Sunni insurgents. Iraq's Christians, who numbered about 1 million in the early 80s, are now estimated at about half that as families flee warfare and extremist attacks that target their churches and homes. I'm Lydia O'Kane.